In addition to using these weapons against Iran, Saddam also decides to use them against the Kurds, his own citizens, living in the mountains of northern Iraq. Saddam considers the Kurds his enemies. Their goal is to be granted independence from his country. The Kurds have their own political parties and their own militia, the Peshmerga. In 1987, Saddam appoints his cousin, Ali Hassan al-Majid, to execute a military campaign called the Anfal. Anfal is Arabic for the spoils. The term refers to a book in the Quran that proclaims the spoils of war belong to Allah and his messengers. In an audio tape, Ali Hassan al-Majid discusses his plans for the Kurds with fellow officers in northern Iraq. A year later, in February 1988, the Iraqi army begins the Anfal campaign. Saddam believes it will solve his Kurdish problem. For the next 6 months, al-Majid orders the Iraqi Air Force to drop mustard gas and nerve agents on the civilian population. For this, he becomes known among Iraqis as Chemical Ali. These people show the visible signs of mustard gas, skin burns and blistering. Many suffer temporary or permanent blindness. Internally, the gas damages the respiratory tract, bringing a slow and painful death. Saddam also used nerve agents, such as sarin. It causes a wide range of symptoms, including convulsions, vomiting, and death. During the campaign, the chemicals drive the Kurds away from their villages. Once out in the open, the Iraqi military captures them and takes them to prison camps. Hundreds of thousands of Kurds are carted away. The army bulldozes their villages to ensure that they cannot return.
And they went in and removed thousands and thousands of people, bulldozed the entire villages, mosques, houses, farms, raped the land, killed the animals, stripped the area of crops, and removed the entire population from that area.
When they come in this village, they killed the old women and old men, and they took the young girls, and they steal everything. And they, what they do, they damage the village, all of them. They don't leave nothing. They don't leave the animal too, they kill the animal.